This is KUNC. There's a common stereotype that scientists aren't funny. They're smart, antisocial, maybe a little odd, but definitely not funny. Now, one organization is out to prove that myth wrong by showing that science can be a riot. KUNC Arts reporter Stacy Nick has more.
While his degree is in geology, John Kinetiman of Aurora has a secret dream. To be a stand-up comedian.
I've always thought I was funny. Maybe others have not thought I was funny, but I definitely do. So I just wanted to go on stage and give it a shot.
So you guys all theoretically at least have several paragraphs of information you want the audience to walk away with.
But before hitting the stage, Kinetiman spent 3 weeks in a classroom learning about comedy.
I think there was a lot of insider baseball to the jokes I was making.
Looks like we're going over this in the group just because... To us, like, we don't know anything about geology.
That's Jessie Hansen. By day, she's a medical laboratory scientist. But by night, she teaches courses on science comedy for the national nonprofit group Science Riot.
I take STEM field professionals, so anyone involved in science, technology, engineering, or mathematics. I teach them a three-week writing workshop and how to write stand-up comedy and use that as an outreach tool.
But Hansen says scientists aren't always great at talking with non-scientists about what they do. Only 1 in 5 actively participate in outreach to the adult public. But how do you teach being funny? First, students learn some of the finer points of telling a joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Dwayne the insurance salesman. It's not a funny joke, is it? Because I resolved that tension in a very expected way. An insurance salesman has every reason to be on your doorstep, so it's not funny if you say that he shows up. So let's try that one more time. Knock, knock.
Who's
there? Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Dwayne the tub. I'm drowning. Still not the world's greatest joke, but it's an unexpected resolution, and you'll get at least a chuckle when people recognize what you've done to resolve the tension.
Sometimes it takes a while for the lesson to sink in. Laura Farrow teaches biology at the Community College of Denver and is a marine biologist by training. Her first comedy assignment was a bit about her work researching sharks.
In order to do this, I was on this very small island with a very weird man, and...
But for the next 6 minutes, Farrow talked about everything but that small island or that weird man. Afterwards, her classmates wanted to know more. Turns out the other researcher was working on a study on dominance.
Literally, his plan was to swim around naked with scuba gear on and try and mount the shark. So I wish I had the footage because it's amazing.
Oh, why did you leave? Why did you leave this island?
Why are we not talking about that? I didn't know if I could. I didn't know if I could. Yes.
Too often people think of physics and chemistry and biology and all these things as being boring, as being hard, as being something to be avoided.
Peter McGraw is director of the University of Colorado's Humor Research Lab, also known as HURL. McGraw studies humor, specifically the social science behind what makes things funny and how people use comedy as a tool. One way is to use humor to create a positive association with something people might otherwise see negatively, like science.
The other one is a sort of signaling process. Oftentimes, being good at comedy signals intelligence, signals wit and charm and ability. And so it can be a way to try to facilitate some interest. In some ways, comedy can help make science a little bit more cool and thus approachable.
So rocks and minerals, they form molecularly into certain ways, and they will make it so that when you hit it with a rock, they break on certain faces based on how their molecules get put together. That is cleavage.
But simply being funny isn't enough. As instructor Jessie Hansen says, you can't have Science Riot without the science.
We also really like looking at tits, so... And that's really all I got.
And in the beginning, at least, it was that part that student John Kinetiman struggled with.
I thought it was going to be a breeze, and it was a little bit more difficult really balancing the instructive side with the funny side. I ended up just... at first going more into it with using just, you know, science terminology and making it funny, but actually making it like informative and instructive and funny at the same time is an interesting balancing act.
While he probably wouldn't take these jokes to the office, Kinetiman works as an analyst for a financial holdings firm focused on science companies. He thinks there is a place for the skills that he picked up in class.
Being in science marketing, you know, it's all about messaging science to be more attractive.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Stacy Nick, KUNC in Denver.